News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, an independent report into the death of Aoife Johnson at University Hospital Limerick has found her death was almost certainly avoidable. The chief executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, has disclosed that six people are facing disciplinary process in the wake of Aoife's death. We're joined by Damien Tansey, a solicitor to the Johnston family, senior partner in Damien Tansey Solicitors and a senior counsel. Damien, your reaction to the publication of the report into Aoife's death?
Well, good morning, Shane. Behalf of the Johnston family, they are profoundly disappointed at the outcome of this independent investigation. They had a meeting with Brendan Gloucester on the 19th of January last, and he assured them that he was stepping outside his usual processes and was about to establish an independent inquiry. He said that the investigator, Mr. Justice, the retired Chief Justice, Mr. Clark, would have complete independence in relation to the investigation, that it would be unfettered, that it would be evidence-driven, and that the Mr. Clark would have the authority to go wherever the evidence took him. He also said that the report following the investigation will reveal the truth of what happened to Aoife Johnston, and the family are entitled to know less than that. Have they discovered the truth of what happened as a result of this report? No. Mr. Gloucester himself said that he now has a pathway to accountability, and he then went on to say that there were a number of disciplinary processes underway in relation to a number of personnel within the HSE. With the greatest of respect to Mr. Gloucester, he had that pathway at the end of the Vida Hamilton investigation and the report produced by her committee. He certainly had that pathway following the inquest that took place in April of this year. So the question arises, what was the purpose of this investigation? It didn't have, Mr. Clark didn't have the authority to make findings of fact, didn't have the authority to make adverse findings, and didn't even have the authority to resolve conflict where there were two opposing accounts of the same event.
Bernard Gloucester was asked about this yesterday. He made the point that had Mr. Clark chosen to make adverse findings in respect of any individual, he said there's a chance the report would have been struck down in the courts if it was challenged. He also said, I would ask anyone to reflect on the fact that were the former Chief Justice of Ireland allowed to make a finding against you in a civil process and a civil report, what chance would anyone stand of a fair hearing under a disciplinary procedures in their contract? The answer is they wouldn't. He has a point in relation to that, doesn't he?
Well, why tell the family, as you did on the 19th of January, that the Clark investigation would have all of these powers?
Sorry, can I clarify, Damien? Did he tell the family, or were the family given the impression that there would be adverse findings made in the report?
He told the family that the investigation would be unfettered. He said the truth
would be
revealed.
But not that there would be adverse findings.
Unfettered means that, and he also said that Mr. Clark would be the exclusive arbiter of the methodology to be adopted during the course of the investigation. Yeah. And we learned when the report was produced that Mr. Gloucester had a senior counsel address Mr. Clark on the limitations of his powers. In other words, the senior counsel indicated to him at a meeting with Mr. Clark that he would not have the authority to make adverse findings, would not have the authority to make findings of fact, and would not have the authority to resolve conflict where it existed. Now, the family were not informed, did not learn of these restrictions until the report was produced and delivered to our office in July. Now, Mr. Donnelly, in his interview last week on Drive Time, indicated that the only way you can have findings of fact and adverse findings and conflict resolution is through the medium of a statutory inquiry. Well, why go through the process of the Clark inquiry if all of these restrictions and limitations applied in relation to it?
Did you expect adverse? I mean, as a lawyer who would be acutely aware of the the limitations involved and the points that Bernard Gloucester made. Were you expecting adverse findings to be made?
I was expecting adverse findings, and I was expecting resolution in relation to conflict where it existed. For example,
do you not accept the relevance of his two points about the difficulties that would have been there if adverse findings had been made?
He has a point, but why go through the motions of this exercise that was utterly useless in a sense? Utterly useless in a sense, because the same narrative was produced by Vida Hamilton, and certainly a lot of information as to what happened Aoife on that famous weekend in Limerick was revealed through the medium of the inquest. Mm. Now, Mr. Gloucester also said earlier this week that the family were entitled to be front and centre of everything that happens in relation to this investigation. But he then went on to say that the family will not be party to any disciplinary inquiry will not know about it and will not know about the outcome of it.
I don't mean to be in any way disrespectful, and the family have been through an awful ordeal, but how could the family be involved in a disciplinary process?
Well, let to know about what was happening. He said they will not know about what's happening. They won't even know who has been disciplined. So they will never effectively know the truth of this unless there is a sworn inquiry. They will
To put what Mr. Gloucester said, he said it wouldn't be lawful or appropriate to reveal the identities of the people against whom disciplinary procedures are in train.
Why did he give the assurance on the 19th of January that there would be accountability, that the inquiry would be unfettered, that it would be evidence-driven, and that Mr. Clark had the authority to go for it?
I imagine, and I can't speak for Bernard Gloucester, but I imagine he would say accountability would be the disciplinary process, and if those people are found in breach of the disciplinary process, that action would be taken. I imagine is that what he meant by accountability?
Well, clearly he's talking about accountability, but the pathway that he talks about, that existed when the Vida Hamilton report was published, and it certainly existed at the end of the inquest. What was the need? Why was there this other inquiry?
Okay, so what should happen next, Damien, just finally on this? What should happen next, in your view?
There should be an exercise that will reveal to the family the truth of what happened to their lovely daughter. That's what needs to happen.
What would that be?
And if that is a public sworn, or if that's a sworn inquiry, so be it. That is the minimum they are entitled to, having lost their beautiful 16-year-old daughter needlessly in Limerick University Hospital.
Damien Tansey, solicitor to the Johnston family, senior partner in Damien Tansey Solicitors and senior counsel. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.